Day one and nothing done. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. No consensus among House members after attempting to elect a speaker.
It marked a foreboding start for a GOP majority, which promised big things in the midterms. The House voted all afternoon. Kevin McCarthy lacks the votes to become speaker. There were only five GOP members officially opposed to McCarthy. A coalition of 19 Republicans initially opposed McCarthy. It's now 20. McCarthy opponents coalesced around Ohio's Jim Jordan. The House has now adjourned for the day after three unsuccessful votes. Fox was told it may take days to settle this dispute, and the sides are digging in.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. It's the first time in 100 years the House has not elected a speaker in the first round of voting, and House members cannot be sworn in until that's complete. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will work with whoever becomes speaker.
We are looking forward to working with congressional colleagues, including Democrats, Republicans, and independents this year, and the new Congress, obviously. To continue to move the country forward for the American people.
But she says the president will not insert himself into the speaker selection process. Actor Jeremy Renner remains in critical but stable condition after authorities in Nevada say he was hit by his own snowplow while trying to help a stranded driver.
At this point in the investigation, we do not believe Mr. Renner was impaired at all, and we believe this is a tragic accident.
Washoe County Sheriff Darren Balaam, a Missouri inmate, has been put to death for a 2003 murder, becoming what's believed to be the first transgender woman executed in the U.S. Amber McLaughlin was put to death hours after Republican Governor Mike Parson declined a clemency request. She had been convicted of killing a former girlfriend in suburban St. Louis. America is listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Facebook's parent company may soon announce whether it will allow former President Trump back on its platform.
A source familiar on the matter telling several publications, Meta will reveal whether to allow former President Donald Trump to return to Facebook and Instagram later this month. The former president suspended in January of 2021 after the company's ruled his accounts incited violence when some of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol, later revising the ban with the platform saying they would consider allowing Mr. Trump back on after 2 years. This follows Mr. Trump announcing his 2024 bid for the White House and after Twitter's new owner Elon Musk revoked a ban on him after polling users, though Mr. Trump has not returned and continues to post on Truth Social, a platform he founded. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An elder care crisis could be on the way in one state.
The so-called silver tsunami is on the horizon for the elder care industry, especially in states like Florida. Baby boomers make up nearly 40% of the U.S. population, and they are aging in retirement, with many needing extra help at home. It's creating issues since the nation has never had to deal with that many people requiring in-home care, either part or full time. A geriatric care doctor with Optum Care in Pinellas County says they are severely understaffed across the board, adding more than ever, seniors want to spend their later years at home. But an official with the Hillsborough County's Aging Services says finding quality in-home care will become even more challenging due to the cold winter months. CJ Papa, Fox News.
In response to a boycott by a number of top programs, U.S. News and World Report will change how its rankings of law schools are calculated. This includes an increased weight on outcomes for students such as bar exam passage and employment, and reduced weight on assessment surveys from academics, lawyers, and judges. Last fall, a majority of the top 14 law schools announced they would no longer submit data for the rankings. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.